All right, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Cardozo.
Here.
Councilmember Christensen.
Here.
Councilmember Larraway.
Here.
Council President McPherson.
Here.
Mayor Steer.
Here. And if you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. First item is the consent agenda. Questions, comments, or motion?
Are you going out with a bang? You're going to pull something?
Well, I was going to complain that I didn't get a agenda, and usually I'm notified, but this time they passed me over.
Huh. Our plan worked, Chris. Good job.
I guess you wanted to expedite the last meeting.
I guess no grandstanding is what we're saying.
Okay, I would move we approve the consent agenda as published.
I'll second that.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardozo.
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen.
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway.
Yes.
Council President McPherson.
Yes.
And that motion carries. This leads us into the swearing in of the newly elected officials. Warren Christensen, John Larraway, and Chris Bruce. Do you want them to do separately, or how do you want to? Okay.
Who's first? You want me to come down there? So what was her answer?
Yes, go down there.
Wow, nothing changed, has it?
Did you expect it to change?
Did you notice you have something? All right.
Raise your left hand.
For the official oath, we need to stand there so we can get your picture. Hi, John Larraway.
Hi, John Larraway.
Do you solemnly swear that I will support?
Do I solemnly swear that I will support?
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Idaho.
And the Constitution of the State of Idaho.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of?
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of?
Councilmember of the City of CUNA.
Councilmember of the City of CUNA.
Ada County.
Ada County.
Idaho.
Idaho.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Will you sign there?
I think also, can we get one of those applause signs, maybe?
If you're bored, you can come and help that out. And the pen is for you. You got one before, too.
She wants it back.
Warren.
Look what I got.
I put that there.
This is not.
No.
Who invited him?
Mm-hmm.
I, Warren Christensen.
I, Warren Christensen.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Idaho.
The Constitution of the State of Idaho.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of council member.
I will faithfully discharge the duties of council member.
Of the City of CUNA, Ada County.
City of CUNA, Ada County.
Idaho. According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Thank you. And the pen is yours. Thank you. And Chris.
33 times, huh?
Are you in the five? Okay. I, Chris Bruce.
Hi, Chris Bruce.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Idaho.
And the Constitution of the State of Idaho.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of council member.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of council member.
Of the City of CUNA.
Of the City of CUNA.
Ada County.
Ada County.
Idaho according to the best of my ability.
Idaho according to the best of my ability.
Thank you. Sign there. And the pen is yours and all's yours.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And so we'll take a short recess while we change counsel. And
Chris, do I have to take all the porno off my...
No, we're going to go ahead and keep it and we'll send you a copy.
What about the cartoons?
It's yours, Chris.
What? Stop touching stuff.
Can I get a different seat?
I think that can do it.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Richard, thank you so much.
It's been good, Mayor.
Appreciate it.
You get a hug. I'll get the pizza bill.
Thank you.
Well, as long as
take
you
care.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Good job. Good job.
Take care.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Turn my back and then.
When you're going to put it on me so I don't stay.
Chris, here's a chair.
Get it before it gets cold, Chris.
You can use the book.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
I'm not like Richard. You can use the book.
Oh, thank you, man.
All right. Well, we will call the meeting back to order. And Chris, would you again take the roll, please?
Councilmember Bruce.
Red light on. There, go.
Here.
Councilmember Christensen.
Here.
Councilmember Larraway.
Yes.
Council President McPherson.
Yes.
Very good. Well, that takes us to public hearings. We have no public hearings. Oh, yay. Good. Selection of new council president. Chris Ingalls, did you want to take that?
According to CUNA City Code, the first meeting in January, a council member is selected as a council president for the upcoming year. Greg McPherson has served the last couple terms as council president, and so the process would be to make a motion, a second, and then we would roll call that.
All right. Do we have nominations?
I'd like to make a motion to President Greg McPherson retain.
I'll second it.
Well, that was a fast train. Did you see that thing?
Yeah.
That's how you get railroad.
See how fast I threw you under the bus?
Didn't even have time to count it.
No.
All right. Was there any other nominations? Or? Okay. Then we have a motion that Councilmember McPherson retain that position. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Case number 2105LS, a lot split in Black Rock Marketplace. Jessica Reed, you may have the floor.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, Mayor and members of the council. For the record, Jessica Reed, Planning Services Specialist, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. SH69 Holdings request approval to split an approximately 41-acre parcel into two with the CUNA Canal as the center line. The north parcel is proposed to be approximately 24.67 acres, while the south parcel is proposed to be approximately 16.25. There are no requested changes to the previously approved R20 high-density residential and C2 area commercial zones. This request is intended to facilitate future development of the south parcel as a shopping center while developing smaller parcels within the north parcel upon subdivision. While there is not a development proposal as part of this request, staff expects to see a development application in the future, as that has been the intention since the property was annexed into the CUNA city limits as of November 2020. With that, I thank you for your time, and I will stand for any questions.
All right. Questions for Jessica?
I have one question.
Yes, go ahead.
So, Jessica, am I to believe then that the north parcel is going to be the R20 designation and the south parcel the C2? Is that my understanding?
There is intended to be a mix of R20 and C2 on the north parcel as well.
Question?
Yes.
And Jessica, also, if I read this right, none of the, until we get the sewer line enlarged to 18 inches, no development will happen.
Correct.
And what about the lift station?
The lift station, depending on which one it feeds into, of course, any development would have to put forward a solution or work with the city.
Is that a shared cost, or is that City of CUNA?
Generally, a project will put forward the monies equivalent to their project towards that solution.
All right, thank you.
Anything further? Okay. Then the question is rightfully before council.
I would move we approve case 21-05-LS.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded for approval. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Consideration to support Avalon Street and K Street as a signalized intersection with potential city contribution towards funding. Chris Stingles.
The project for Avalon and K to have an intersection light there has been on our priority list with ACHD. Jason and I have been working on the transportation funding for it. Unfortunately, we cannot get this project up for funding at this time. However, we've talked with ACHD, we've talked with ITD. They know that it's on our priority list for design and engineering, hopefully in 2025. During the process, we've found that if we're able to get in front of these projects, engage for the engineering design, have it shelf ready, we see a greater opportunity for quicker construction funding. Sometimes that's local dollars and sometimes that's federal dollars, and that affects the price of the project. We think that based on the scope of work that we procured to estimate the costs for design engineering, that could come in approximately up to $140,000. We would also continue to pursue additional funding. If the project is scoped out at local dollars, it would come in around $600,000 for construction. If it has to go to federal standards, it'll come in at about $1 million. And at that point, you know, we would be looking at alternative funding in companionship with ACHD and ITD. The part of the issue that's stumbling us with this project and the LSIP funding that we were trying to pursue through LTAC is that it has to rate high enough that there's an actual mathematical equation to severity of accidents, injury, vehicle damage, you know, those kind of things. But the thing that typically will push a project is if there's been a fatality at that intersection, and knock on wood and bless all areas, we've not had that. But certainly, we don't want that just to try and get a signalized light in there. I mean, the hope of having a signalized light, especially with all the construction that's occurred around there, as well as the post office moving in, is to prevent any injury accident, much less any kind of fatality. So that would be my request, is the support to pursue up to $140,000 approximately in cooperation with ACHD and ITD, and to procure potential design and engineering. And I stand for any questions.
Okay, questions for Chris. So I'll just say this has been a particularly frustrating piece of our priority list. It's been on the top of our priority list for a long time. I was hoping that we could get something done there before the post office opened. But as some of this funding has been becoming available, I want to thank the Planning and Zoning Department, and especially Chris for remaining diligent on this project and working through with all the partners to find out exactly what it's going to take to make this happen. Obviously, we don't want to wait until there's a fatality to bring that up on our point rating so that we can get funding. So I think it's, in my opinion, in the amount of time and effort and work that's gone into this project, I think that it would benefit us to provide the city funding to get the design and engineering done so that it's a shovel-ready project. So when that funding comes available, and there will be, it appears there are going to be substantial transportation dollars that are available, we'll be at the top of the list to get a project done. So basically that means we can get that done a lot sooner, and it will take care of a problem area. I think it's particularly frustrating that when people that live here and they see it and they experience that intersection, you know that it's a problem and then we need to fix it, but when they consider it on a point system and you're not experiencing that intersection, it doesn't rank as high. But you can drive by it and you can see it and you go, this is a problem, we need to fix this. And so I think the only way we're ever going to get it done is, as Chris suggested, that we possibly contribute towards the funding of getting design and engineering done so that we can move this project forward and get it done. So I don't know. Do you have a dollar amount? You had an estimate, I think.
Right around about $140,000. Okay. So because it exceeds the $50,000, we would go out for an RFI, and then we would have to come back to council for a nod to accept the bid as well as a contract. So that would be the next steps for us. So tonight what I'd be looking for is for council to give their permission to move forward with an RFI in, you know, partnership with ACHD and ITD under their direction as well.
Okay. Now, knowing all that, is there any further discussion or
ask a question?
Yes, you may.
Chief, would you say that's one of our at-risk intersections with accidents?
Mayor, council members, Councilman Laraway, Mike Fortusto, Chief of Police for the City of Cuna, 1450 West Boise. I would agree with the city clerk. That is an area that we need to have an intersection or need to have a light, not only for the traffic, but for the pedestrian traffic, for kids crossing the roadway, for people on foot going to and from the other areas, stores in that area. I think it would benefit us greatly to have a stoplight or a light in that area.
Thank you, Chief.
I'll agree. I drive that intersection every day. You hold your breath when you take a turn out of there. So,
and yeah, pray for a good outcome.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's a wonder that it hasn't had more accidents.
I just close my eyes.
Well, when you pull up and you see pedestrians wanting to cross, that's the part it's unnerving to even see that, much less be the pedestrian trying to cross. So,
Chris, what kind of a time frame are we talking for this study?
Well, if you said yes tonight, I would work with Jace and ACHD, probably issue the RFI after two publications. There's a process to that, so we'd have to do two publications. I think that we could see design and engineering after stakeholder engagement, probably something substantial. I'd like to say 4 months, but it could push a little past that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything further?
Okay, then I would move that we direct the city clerk to continue working towards an RFI and work with SHD and ITD for a signalized intersection study.
Do we need to put the dollar amount?
$140,000. Well, the dollar amount will come back to you. I think the RFI is just is what we need in order to actually get that dollar amount. But that's why I was asking her for an estimate.
Okay.
It was about $140K. But okay, we have a motion. Did we have a second?
Second. No.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And thank you very much for that. Next is consideration to approve up to $30,000 for a community 4th July fireworks display. 4th of July fireworks display. I can't read now. Richard's not up here. I don't know what to do.
Mayor and Council, each year we get a lot of phone calls from the community, and as we expand, it's, you know, how come CUNA doesn't have a 4th of July, and we always kind of watch it, see when might be the right time. Staff's kind of put our heads together this year. Feel like if, you know, if there's an agreement with Council that it might be. We've talked with the Chamber, they're supportive, just to make sure that, you know, they didn't feel like we were crowding in on the CUNA Days display. We were not able to get Fireworks America. They didn't have time for us. However, we were able to engage with a company out of Oregon. They do the big Melaleuca show down in southeast Idaho. They're the ones also that do Boise's, and so they would look to do a price share with us also on trucking costs to move things. And I wish I knew more about what it is they're moving, but I don't. To kind of give you just an idea of what the display would be, it would be mortars of 4, 5, and 6 inch. CUNA Days has 3, 4, 5 inch. There'd be no ground activity. It would all be up in the air, and they would fly from 300 to 600 feet. The show would last about 22 minutes. Downtown is becoming tough. Because of large crowds trying to fit them all in there. So we would also look to hold it out at the Crooked Eight. They have 20 acres. They are agritainment space, and they are at Strobel and King, so it's a little bit outside. There's more space for parking. We won't have the Second Street crush that becomes unsafe. The event itself is more of just an evening event. We would probably open gates about 8 o'clock, maybe have a concert scenario music start at about 8:30, and then the fireworks would go at 10:30. There'd be no gate fee. It'd be free to the public. We definitely would saturate CUNA to try and get them out there. Also, try and allow, maybe you don't want to drag your chairs out if you pull in with your pickup and you just sit in the back of your pickup and watch it. We just want it to be kind of a comfortable hometown feel to it. The fireworks themselves are about $25,000. The additional funds would be just to cover costs of location and a little bit of entertainment and any other expenses that came up. So I stand for any questions.
Okay, questions for Chris. And then I think just to clarify, the 4, 5, and 6 inch mortars shoot high enough into the air that there's no danger of there's minimal danger of any sparks actually getting to the ground. I won't say never, but
And they did say they'd work with the fire department. They said they'd follow all the rules.
Chris, have we donated to this every year, or is this the first year?
This will be the first year, and it's a city-facilitated event. We'll pursue sponsors as they're available, but this would be a first-year event, and it is a city-sponsored event.
Because I remember years ago the city donated, I think it was about $10,000, but that was probably 8-10 years ago.
That's CUNA Days. Yeah. And CUNA Days will still have their show.
So this is strictly just the 4th of July?
This is strictly just for the 4th of July. And
this isn't going towards CUNA Days fireworks at all?
No, sir.
Yes, Councilmember Christians.
No, I was just, no question, but I was just going to say it's exciting to see this potential moving forward. I think the city itself is long overdue for something like this. Is I personally know many people that cringe about the thought of driving out to another city, but they do, and I think it's great potential for this community and a positive thing for it, so.
I agree. Since the days of social media, every year it's where's the fireworks show in CUNA? Every year. So we're picking up. It's time. Let's do it. So with that, I would move to approve $30,000 for the 4th of July fireworks display.
Second that.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? And that motion carries. That leads us to ordinances. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2022-01. First one of the year. How exciting is that? An ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA making certain findings and enlarging the boundaries of the CUNA Municipal Irrigation System by the inclusion of Ada County Assessors MD ID Rising Sun LLC and declaring water rights appurtenant thereto or pooled for delivery purposes and directing the City Clerk to record this ordinance as provided by law and directing the city engineer to provide notice of this ordinance to the Boise-CUNA Irrigation District, the owners, and update the irrigation system map, and providing an effective date. So as exciting as that was, it's just a general basic irrigation system.
Well, that's I would move we wait three readings of this. 2022-01.
Second that.
Motion's made and seconded to waive three readings. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
I would move to approve ordinance 2022-01.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2022-01. Any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Bruce?
Aye.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. And that is all we have on the agenda for tonight. Anybody have any announcements or anything you wanted to mention? Yes, Chris.
Just a reminder to council, we will have a special council meeting available by in person or by Zoom Friday at 2 p.m. And I'll send the link out to you, but you can also attend in person. We'll be prepared for that as well. It'll be a short meeting in as much that we'll be going into an executive session and then coming out for consideration of a motion.
I can show up here, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and hopefully everybody had a great New Year's. I enjoyed the hourly beautiful snow showers we had today. Like every hour, it snowed really nice and beautiful for a minute, and then it quit. I don't know what we're in for here for the next little bit. It sounds like most all this will turn to mud for a while, so I don't know. But anyway, hopefully everybody drives safe, and thank you for coming tonight, and meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Richard, he's